Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome back, everyone.
Glad to be here.
Today, we're going to take a look at The Juice. All right, so first up, we have a story about China.
Okay.
They seem to be going all in on this whole AI education thing.
Yeah, really pushing it from what I've read.
Starting young, too, like elementary school. Yeah.
In Beijing, they're mandating 8 hours a year of AI classes in elementary and middle school.
Wow.
Covering all the basics, you know, how AI works, what it can do.
Like chatbots.
Exactly. Chatbots, ethical concerns, that sort of thing.
Makes sense, I guess.
And it's not just for the younger kids either.
Oh, right. It goes all the way up.
Yeah, universities are getting on board, too.
Must be coming from the top down.
Definitely seems that way. The government's really emphasizing tech and economic growth.
They even released their own AI chatbot, right?
They did. It's called DeepSeek R1.
Catchy.
And it's pretty popular too, apparently.
Yeah.
Even the Ministry of Education is running a pilot program.
Oh, wow. So this is serious stuff.
Very serious. In 184 schools to fully incorporate AI into the curriculum.
Wow. The education minister even called AI the golden key to the future of education. So,
well, there you go.
I guess parents and teachers might want to ask their kids, what do you think about learning AI in school?
Yeah, good way to start a conversation about it.
See where their heads are at.
Definitely.
Okay, moving on, we have this Pew Research Center survey.
Okay.
It's about U.S. teenagers, boys and girls, and their experiences.
Lots of interesting findings in there.
Yeah, some similarities, some differences.
For instance, a much higher percentage of girls said they plan to go to college.
Oh, really? That's a big gap.
It is.
I wonder why that is.
Well, who knows? But they also found that anxiety and depression are pretty common for both boys and girls.
Yeah, that's not surprising, unfortunately.
But teens generally think girls struggle with depression more.
Do they?
And that girls are more likely to turn to their friends for support.
That makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, girls tend to have stronger social networks.
True, true.
They also asked about social pressures.
Right, because that's a huge part of being a teenager.
Absolutely. And more girls reported feeling pressure about their appearance.
Yeah, the whole fitting in thing.
Exactly, fitting in.
Okay, but the most interesting thing to me was the academic gap.
You mean the perception of a gap?
Right, right, the perception.
Yeah, a lot of teens said girls get better grades.
Way more teens thought that girls were better students than boys.
Right.
What was it, like 42% said girls get better grades?
Yeah, 42% compared to only 3% who said boys get better grades.
Wow.
And 27% said girls get more leadership positions versus 16% for boys.
So is it all in their heads or is there something to it?
Well, some experts think it might be due to socialization.
Interesting.
Maybe girls are just raised to focus more on school.
Maybe, maybe. So maybe parents could ask their kids, what kind of pressures do you feel to succeed? Is it helpful or just stressful?
Yeah, worth discussing, for sure.
Because too much pressure is never a good thing.
Right, exactly.
Okay, moving on from teenage anxieties to something a bit heavier.
What's that?
The ceasefire in Gaza.
Ah, right, that fell apart.
It did. Israel launched a bunch of new strikes on Hamas.
Sadly, yeah.
Ended the ceasefire that had been in place since January.
Which is really unfortunate.
And of course, casualties are being reported.
According to health officials in Gaza.
It's also sad, this whole conflict.
It is a tragedy, going on for far too long.
So remind me, what sparked this latest round of fighting?
Well, it all goes back to that initial Hamas attack last October.
Right, right. And then Israel responded with a massive military operation.
Exactly. A major escalation.
And now they've ended the ceasefire.
They claim Hamas wasn't holding up their end of the bargain.
Like what?
Refusing to continue with the agreed upon provisions, rejecting U.S. proposals.
Including, supposedly, the release of more hostages.
Right. Although some reports say that part wasn't actually in the original deal.
Oh, really?
It's complicated with conflicting information coming out.
Always is with these things.
And, of course, Netanyahu talked to the Trump administration before making the decision.
So what's Hamas saying about all this?
They're accusing Netanyahu of blowing up the deal and putting the hostages at risk.
Right, because there are still hostages being held, right?
Unfortunately, yes. A lot of them, by some estimates.
Man, this is just awful all around.
Absolutely devastating.
These latest attacks are said to be some of the deadliest so far.
Yeah, a single day with a huge number of casualties.
adding to the already massive death toll.
Sadly, yes. Over 48,000 Palestinian deaths since this whole thing began.
Plus all the displacement, people losing their homes.
Millions displaced. It's a humanitarian crisis.
It's just heartbreaking.
It is.
I think it'd be good for teachers to discuss this whole idea of ceasefires with their students.
It's a good idea.
Like, why are they so hard to reach?
And even harder to maintain.
Exactly. Why do they break down?
Important questions to consider.
Okay, well, shifting gears again, this time to the environment.
Okay.
There was a pretty bad acid spill in Zambia.
Oh, yeah, I read about that.
From a copper mine there, owned by a Chinese company.
A big spill. Millions of gallons.
Over 13 million, I think.
Into a stream that feeds into the Kafue River.
Which is the longest river in Zambia, right?
That's right. A major water source for the country.
So this is bad news.
Very bad.
They're saying it's killing a lot of fish.
A massive fish kill, yeah.
But the damage could be much worse.
Oh, yeah. It could affect crops, livestock, even the drinking water.
For millions of people.
Something like 12 million people live in the Kafue River Basin.
That's a huge chunk of the population.
Over 60%, apparently.
Wow. One environmental activist called it a disaster of catastrophic consequences.
I could see why they'd say that.
It's hard to overstate the potential impact here.
Absolutely.
And one resident said the river used to be so clear and beautiful.
Oh, that's sad.
But now it's just murky and lifeless.
Jeez.
They had to shut off the water in Kitwe, one of the biggest cities.
Yeah, and they closed Copperbelt University for a while, too.
So what's being done about it?
Well, the government's been dumping lime into the river to try to neutralize the acid.
And what about the mining company?
They apologized and said they'll pay for the cleanup.
We'll see if they actually follow through.
Right, because there are already a lot of accusations about Chinese companies in Zambia.
Like what?
Concerns about their safety regulations, how they treat their workers.
Right, right. I think this would be a good opportunity to talk to kids about how environmental disasters can impact a community.
Absolutely. Make it real for them.
How it affects everyday life.
Right, the ripple effects.
Okay, let's move on to something a little more positive.
Sounds good.
This next story is really heartwarming, about a woman who donated a kidney.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, and get this, she donated it to her high school prom date.
No way, her prom date.
Her prom date from almost 40 years ago.
You're kidding.
Nope, her name is Elena Hershey, and she was a little hesitant at first, naturally.
Of course, there are risks involved.
Right, but ultimately, she decided to go for it.
What a selfless act.
So the guy, Sean Moyer, he'd been having kidney problems for a long time.
Oh, wow.
Due to some childhood infection.
Poor guy.
And Elena had actually already signed up to be a kidney donor.
Really?
Yeah, because she knew there's a huge waiting list for kidneys.
That's amazing.
And even though they weren't a direct match, they were able to do a paired exchange.
Oh, right, where they find compatible donors and recipients and swap them around?
Exactly. So everyone gets what they need.
That's amazing.
And now Sean has a working kidney.
Wow, what a story.
It really is.
And it all started with a prom date decades ago.
I know, it's crazy how life works out sometimes.
It really is.
Elena said it was such a small sacrifice to save a life.
Powerful words.
Teachers and parents could ask their kids, what would inspire you to do something kind for someone?
Yeah, what kind of act would you consider a small sacrifice?
Get them thinking about empathy and helping others.
Exactly.
Okay, last but not least, we have our quote of the day.
All right, let's hear it.
This one comes from Jimmy Dean. He said, I can't change the direction of the wind, but I can adjust my sails to always reach my destination.
I like that. Very wise.
Jimmy Dean, of course, the country music singer.
Big Daddy John, that was his big hit.
Yeah, and he had his own TV show, The Jimmy Dean Show.
And he started the Jimmy Dean Sausage Company.
The guy was a legend. He even won a Grammy.
And he's in the Country Music Hall of Fame.
So what do you think his quote means?
I think it's about adapting to challenges, not giving up on your goals just because things get tough.
Makes sense.
Sometimes you got to change your approach, be flexible.
Roll with the punches. So parents, teachers, ask your kids, what does this quote mean to you?
How can you apply it to your own life?
Help them see the value in resilience.
Definitely.
All right, well, that's all we have time for today.
Another deep dive complete.
Thanks for joining us as we explore the juice.
Hopefully this gave you some insights.
And some ideas for talking to your kids about what they're learning.
Always good to stay informed.
Now, thinking back to Jimmy Dean's quote, what are some areas in your own life where you could adjust your sails to reach your destination? Something to think about. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.